afternoon, Pensacola. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's go through some of the top stories in the news for you here today. So, according to new polls, the Fox News poll, in fact, Governor DeSantis, he's getting beat pretty badly by Trump. Trump's lead over DeSantis continues to grow. Now, once again, I've stated this before. I feel like that is mainly due to the fact that DeSantis hasn't even officially gotten into the race yet. So, you know, you're sitting there going, well, so Trump's lead is increasing, but Governor DeSantis isn't even campaigning right now, right? So I think a lot of people, the longer that DeSantis waits to get into the race, the more people are like, well, I don't want to like throw my, you know, support behind him. I don't think he'll even try to get in the race until after the legislative session is over. So I don't think, I mean, for all intents and purposes, we see Governor DeSantis doesn't seem eager to jump into the race, if at all. So, yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some of the other stories here. You saw this Blackhawks story, the Blackhawk down in Kentucky. This happened late yesterday, or this morning, and two Army helicopters crashed in Kentucky. Reports that there were multiple casualties. They're part of the 101st Airborne, and as many as 9 feared dead. And so terrible tragedy right there in Kentucky today during some training drills, I guess it was. Horrible. Then in other news going on here, a Wall Street Journal, I saw earlier that that Russia had arrested a journalist. That's all I saw, that a journalist was detained in Russia on espionage charges. Now we know more details. It is a Wall Street Journal reporter, Evan Gershkovic. So, oh boy. So we'll have to see what happens with that, as, you know, we've had our incidents with Russia as of late, particularly pertaining to Brittany Griner, and, you know, we got others who they've been detaining, right? So, continuing on here, as it pertains to the Russia-Ukraine war, some other things pertaining to that, and apparently the war is ramping up in Bakhmut, as there continues to be more fighting over in that region right there. The Taiwan president has arrived in the United States amid warnings from China. And so a little bit of a sensitive stopover over here. Once we talked about it yesterday, China is threatening to retaliate if Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy meets with him. Then Biden won't veto the Republican-led bill that will end the COVID-19 emergency. So that would be pretty much the end of the COVID-19 emergency restrictions. Possibly. I say possibly because we're not even quite sure yet what they will what they will or will not do as far as having for example, the student loan debt payments. Those have been delayed pretty much since the onset of COVID. We are waiting until June to hear from the Supreme Court on how they will rule pertaining to the student loan debt forgiveness. But in the meantime, there's a lawsuit challenging Biden and his emergency rules that are keeping, basically making it to where payments to student loans are delayed right now. You don't have to make student loan payments. And so we'll have to see whether this bill would end any of that kind of stuff. It might, actually. So very well could. Let's see here. And then we've got a Minnesota train derailment. Homes are evacuated after a train carrying ethanol derails and catches fire in Minnesota. Remember Oscar Pistorius, the Blade Runner? Well, he's eligible for parole. He could be free as early as this week just within weeks after having served only half of his sentence. So that's another little story right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here. Well, let's go ahead and get traffic on the flies with Gracie Wolf.
Just got a call into our traffic line that we do have an accident at Johnson and Davis Highway, so we're probably going to be seeing some slowdowns there. We are already having some slowdowns right near West Florida Hospital. That's going to be on University in Davis, but again, expect some slowdowns at Davis and Johnson Avenue. Other than that, we just have typical afternoon traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, definitely looking heavy this afternoon. That's going to be on the bridge due to construction. And we are looking good on I-10 and I-110. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, do you have any details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So today is Major League Baseball's opening day. And so there's a few rule changes that are designed to speed the game up. Bases are 44% larger. That's meant to reduce collisions for one and also encourage steals. Major League Baseball banned the infield shift, which infielders would pack one side of the bases against a batter who favored that side. And one of the big ones is the pitch clock. A timer will run on every pitch, 20 seconds with runners on base, 15 seconds if the bases are empty. So batters must be in the box with 8 seconds remaining or they'll get called for a strike. The pitcher must begin his motion before the strike hits zero or he'll be called for a ball. So we've already seen in the preseason a few times where this pitch count has actually come into place. So we'll have to see what happens with that as well. And opening day baseball, a lot of people are looking forward to it just to see, you know, what the changes will be like, what it'll be like to watch a game with the changes. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we do have top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Mentioning it's opening day in baseball, so coming up here for our sports hit in about 15 minutes, we'll be covering the baseball games that are going on right now. So be sure to tune into that here about 4:35 right here on News Radio 92.3. Also, I got some additional baseball related stories for you, including some of the top mascots and some other things like that. So you can stick around for that. Also, coming up here in about 10 minutes, a little less than 10 minutes. Got a Democrat from New York who is shouting and screaming in the hallways. Representative Thomas Massie came out in the hallways and confronted him, and he just started yelling at him. What was it about? It was about gun control. And so we'll play part of this clip of this congressman yelling and screaming about gun control. We'll play that in about 7 or 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Navy Federal Credit Union's 13th annual 5K is coming up April 1st in downtown Pensacola. Race starts at 8 a.m., begins and ends at Seville Quarter. For more details or to register, go to NavyFederal.org/5K. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. Threats have been cleared this afternoon at Tate High School in Cantonment. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office arrived on scene around 11:45 this morning. And just after 1 p.m., the threats had been cleared and not found credible. School was placed on lockdown as deputies investigated the threats. Anytime a possible threat is received, the Sheriff's Department takes it seriously. The widow of an Okaloosa County deputy, Ray Hamilton, received the Purple Heart Award yesterday. Her husband was killed on Christmas Eve while responding to a domestic violence call in Fort Walton Beach. Hamilton was shot through a window by a suspect. Sheriff Eric Aiden presented the award to Renee Hamilton, the man charged in Hamilton's death. Timothy Price Williams is scheduled to be back in court next month. Finally, Bobby, an animal rights activist who became a household name thanks to Netflix show, announces plans to shut down her big cat sanctuary. That's right, Carol Baskin's Big Cat Rescue near Tampa is sending its remaining animal population to a sanctuary in Arkansas. A news release says fewer cats will need refuge in the future because of a new law banning cub petting zoos. Big Cat Rescue was showcased in the documentary Tiger King as Baskin clashed with animal park owner Joe Exotic, who was convicted of plotting to kill her and sentenced to 21 years in prison.
So do you see that special? I did not watch it. I know Gracie did. I don't know if you were one that watched it as well.
I did. I actually saw Joe Exotic before. My cousin lived in Tampa. And one time I went down to Tampa and went to his little zoo thing and got his show. I mean, I saw the whole show. And then when that came out, I was like, what? All that happening in the background? It was crazy.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, that's Gracie, I know you saw it as well. So
yeah, it was that quarantine time when you just watched anything on Netflix. But
that's right. That's when it went viral because it came out during quarantine, and everybody was like, "I gotta check this." Everybody's talking about Joe Exotic, and I was like, oh. "I looked at it, and he just looked like straight white trash to me." So I had no interest in.
They are all wacky.
Out,
so.
Yeah, they all have mental health issues.
Didn't I read something somewhere recently though? He might get out, like he might be able to get paroled fairly soon or something like that.
Well, he wanted Trump to pardon him, and Trump
maybe
never
did. What it was.
Yeah, because his attorney had a limo sitting outside the jail for Joe when Trump was doing his last minute pardons, and so the lawyer had to take the limo back because he didn't get pardoned.
That's right.
But also, he's also considered
some moves
for
with
president.
Some faith, man. He was like, I'm getting out. I'm getting out. We'll get the limo.
Exactly. Yeah. He's also said he's going to run for president in 2024. I don't know if you can
do that.
Jail. But I guess you can if you get the signatures of all the inmates. I guess you can run.
You can do it from jail. Yeah. I've seen that there was somebody in the past because I was reading something just recently about what if Trump got indicted? What if he was convicted? Could he run for president? And people were like, and there was some article explaining like, and there's been people who run for president in the past from jail.
Wow.
Just no big names that, you know, that really had a shot, but there have been people. So you can definitely do it. Ability is there, I guess. So it'd be kind of crazy to see him do so. You know, I still think, when it comes to the presidential election, I was just covering a poll shows that President Trump is really gaining a lead over everybody.
Right.
But I think it's because really nobody else is really running. I mean, you got Nikki Haley running, obviously.
Right.
And even though the national polls might show one thing, look, she's focused on like the early states. She's focused. She's in Iowa right now. She's in New Hampshire. She's in South Carolina. She's focusing on those states because all she has to do is she doesn't have to win Iowa's caucus. She just has to do really well.
Yeah.
And if she does really well, then she'll get momentum into the other states. So we look at these national things and we're like, okay, she's not even beating DeSantis, who isn't even in the race.
Right.
Hasn't even indicated he's going to run.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter. All she has to do is do well in Iowa, and her whole campaign changes. I mean, look at Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg
is being discussed right now that if Biden doesn't want to run again, Pete Buttigieg is being discussed as being the top candidate. Pete Buttigieg was basically a nobody mayor out of Indiana.
Right.
He did so well in Indiana. Here he's being discussed as Biden's replacement on the Democrat ticket if he wants to run. So
interesting.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Is Iowa and South Carolina and New Hampshire and some of the early states right now. So,
right.
And then of course we could have another 10 people who could throw their name in the hat before next year as well. So
so you just never know
now in 2024.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf. Gracie.
We have slow moving traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. It's going to be a little bit heavier than usual. That is due to an accident we have right in the middle of the causeway. We have slowdowns in both directions, but slowdowns leaving Pensacola are going to be backing up past the scenic highway intersection, almost backing up all the way to where Davis and 9 Mile meet on Highway 90. So just keep that in mind. Other than that, we just have typical afternoon traffic. Pine Forest north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow moving, and some slowdowns at Johnson Avenue and Davis Highway due to an accident right near West Florida Hospital. See something else on the road? Scheme call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So coming up here next, I do want to cover, I want to play this audio for you of this this Democrat congressman from New York who's yelling and screaming in the hallways all about gun control. So we'll play some of that audio for you next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So a Democrat congressman from New York, Jamal Bowman, he's a former middle school principal, and he is very upset about not having more gun control. And he was hitting the halls and yelling and screaming at the media that they got to try to press Republicans, at which point Representative Thomas Massey, Republican from Kentucky, came out in the hallways and tried to carry a conversation with him. He kept on yelling and screaming and basically saying that Republicans are cowards because they won't do anything to save the lives of our children. Why won't they do anything to save children? Then Thomas Massey says there's not been one mass school shooting at any place where you allow teachers to carry firearms. To which the guy kept yelling, more guns equals more dead. More guns leads to more dead. And then he said this.
In every school,
I was a teacher, I was a school counselor, I was a middle school principal. I was in cafeterias protecting kids every day of my career.
There's never been a shooting.
Clown.
All right, so pause right there. Because you can't hear Thomas Massey's response, but you hear Representative Bowman saying, I was in cafeterias protecting kids every day of my career. Which Thomas Massey's response was, he didn't hear what, I mean, he wasn't listening to Representative Bowman, mainly because he was yelling and screaming and just tired of it. But, I mean, this was a great opportunity to go, oh, so how were you protecting those kids against a mass shooter who would have firearms to come into the school? How would you have been able to stop a crazy person who's insane in the membrane? How would you stop that person with multiple firearms? How are you going to do it when you're in the cafeterias protecting the kids if you didn't have a gun? And this concept, this idea that we can just ban guns in this country, it is not feasible. It is not possible.
Sugar.
Here, just in the past 15 minutes, the grand jury in Manhattan has voted to go ahead and indict Trump. So there's according to sources, so he'd be the first former president to face criminal charges. Doesn't mean he's going to be convicted, but he's still going to be the first. Apparently, they voted to indict him for his role in paying hush money to a porn star, Stormy Daniels, according to five people with knowledge of the matter. And the indictment will be announced in the coming days. And but we're not really sure when the vote actually took place. So at this point, we don't know exactly when he'll be arrested. It could be next week. It might be tomorrow. We don't know exactly the details. the key points, and I'll get into our regular stories, but I think this is big enough one to kind of pause. The key events that led to the grand jury vote. Back in August 2018, Michael Cohen says he arranged hush money payments for the president, and the investigation began. The district attorney's office subpoenaed the Trump Organization in August, a year later. So 2019, September 2019, Trump's lawyers sued to protect his tax returns, which the reason why they wanted his tax returns is to basically find or verify the hush money payments. In July, the district attorney won a key victory at the U.S. Supreme Court. July 2020, they ruled that the presidency does not shield him from criminal inquiries. In autumn of 2020, the investigation intensified. In February 2021, the Supreme Court denies President Trump's final bid to block the release of his tax returns. March 2021, the investigation focused on a top executive, which is Alan Weisselberg. And then in July 2021, the Trump Organization is charged with running a 15-year tax scheme. In January 2022, a new Manhattan district attorney took office. So Mr. Vance left office, Alvin Bragg took over. And then February 2022, two prosecutors resigned, leaving not knowing what's going to happen in the investigation. Finally, in August, the new DA, Alvin Bragg, he picked up the investigation again of 2022. August 2022, Alan Weisselberg pled guilty and agreed to testify against the Trump Organization. And then around the same time, the prosecutors turn back to the hush money payment situation. December of 2022, Trump Organization was convicted of tax fraud and other crimes. Then January of this year, the DA impaneled a new grand jury. So at that point, we've had the grand jury offering, you know, getting ramping things back up. And now here we have today, the grand jury voted to indict President Trump. The charges are still unknown. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Got a call into the traffic line during the break that we do have the accident on Highway 90 cleared up. Again, that was an accident that happened on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace right in the middle of the bridge. We're still seeing the slowdowns because of it. Every day afternoon delays backing up to a campus drive that's right near the Scenic Highway intersection. But it is cleared up without a roadblock now. We do also have an accident that's going to be at 9th Avenue and Langley Avenue. Seeing some slight slowdowns there. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110 throughout Pensacola. Highway 98 leaving Miriester heading towards Navarre. Expect typical afternoon delays in the eastbound direction, as well as some spotty traffic on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze proper heading into Tiger Point. See something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So top three stories is now Trump has been officially indicted. The grand jury in Manhattan has voted to go ahead and indict him. So we don't know anything about arrest yet or even what the charges are. Army helicopters were involved with a deadly crash in Kentucky today. As many as 9 people may be dead. And then a U.S. journalist has been detained in Russia on espionage charges. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, your sports hit is NBA is on TNT tonight, 6:30. Boston takes on Milwaukee, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans against the Denver Nuggets. And then NHL. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus. Florida Panthers are taking on Montreal at 6. Tampa Bay is hosting Washington also at 6 o'clock. And then we have the NCAA men's NIT championship game tonight. You've got University of Alabama Birmingham taking on North Texas. This is going to be on ESPN2 at 8:30. So a late game right there on that one. And then, of course, today, even though there's the championship game for the NIT tournament, All the news is on Major League Baseball's opening day. So earlier today, Tampa Bay Rays beat Detroit 4-0. The Cubs beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-0. And going on right now, got quite a few games. Oh, wait, no, earlier also, Baltimore beat Boston. The Yankees beat the Giants. The Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 7-2. And then going on right now, the Twins are beating the Royals 2-0. The Mets are beating the Miami Marlins 3-0, bottom of the sixth. The Pittsburgh Pirates are beating the Cincinnati Reds 4-2. Toronto Blue Jays are beating the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3. And the Phillies and the Rangers game is tied up at 5 apiece right now. And let me see if they still have the... because they had bases loaded. Yep, bases loaded. And just had a bunt, and they just scored. So the Rangers are now up 6-5. And so they're with bases still loaded and two outs. Then in baseball tonight on ESPN, you've got the White Sox against the Houston Astros at 6 o'clock. Then in sports news, Alabama star Brandon Miller has declared for the 2023 NBA draft. He didn't miss a single game with the Alabama Crimson Tide. The Sacramento Kings have ended the longest playoff drought in NBA history. They're officially in the playoffs now. And in baseball, Aaron Judge launched 2023's first homer in his opening at-bat. And then the Cubs' Stroman was called for the very first pitch clock violation. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of opening day in baseball, there's a couple of things kind of interesting here. The average ticket price this year is about $35, depending on the team. The Yankees and the Red Sox have the have higher prices at $60, but the Diamondbacks and the Marlins are closer to $20. And then the average baseball fan spends about $51 once they enter the ballpark. So concessions and seat upgrades and things like that. And a recent survey found that 47% of people said they plan on going to a Major League Baseball game this year. 58% prefer to watch it on TV. The average fan who is planning on seeing a game in person said they expect to go to about 3 games this year. Well, about 42% of Americans say that they have a favorite Major League Baseball team. And yeah, mine would be the Braves. I've always been following the Braves, always will. And 26% say they hate the Yankees. That's the number one team that's the most hated team in America. Also, another poll found the favorite mascots. America's favorite mascot is Paws from the Detroit Tigers. The runner-up was Clark the Cub from the Chicago Cubs and T.C. Bear from the Minnesota Twins. The most famous mascot, Philly the Fanatic, came in 10th as the most favorite, though. So he's not the most favorite. He's just the most, famous. The worst was Swinging Fryer from the San Diego Padres. Second worst was Slider from the Cleveland Guardians. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom. And then I've got this very interesting website I came across that had some recommendations of some websites that could change your life. Actually, some of them are pretty dang cool. I'll share that with you next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Singing his song, all the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet.
And Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in just a minute, some websites that are, well, they'll make your life a little bit easier. We'll share that with you coming up here in just a little bit. First, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
Well, deputies are investigating after a car with 5 people inside was shot at overnight in West Pensacola. According to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, the shots fired incident started in the area of Star Circle off of Massachusetts Avenue just after 3 a.m. Deputies say a car with 5 people inside, including 2 juveniles, was shot. It was shot at before it was able to drive off. The car stopped at a nearby Cumberland Farms gas station where officers located the vehicle with gunshot damage, according to the sheriff's office. No one was injured and there are no known suspects in this time. An investigation is ongoing. Baldwin County is one of three Alabama school districts that have now filed a lawsuit against several social media firms. The district claims the social media platforms are responsible for a mental health crisis among children. Baldwin, Montgomery County, Tuscaloosa City Schools have named Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat as defendants. It blames the companies for creating widespread social media addiction among students. And finally, Bobby, let's go in the dumb criminal category. Authorities say a man who is accused of robbing four banks was tracked down by police after leaving a note. Well, Colin Love Jr. allegedly robbed the banks with accomplice LaRonte Hill in February. Police say Love went into Community Choice Credit Union, gave the teller a note demanding money, then fled on foot. Investigators discovered Love wrote the note on one of his paycheck stubs, which eventually led to his arrest.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's crazy what the things you hear people do. So that's another crazy example. All right, thanks, John. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. We had an accident there a little bit earlier that did get cleared up, but we're still seeing slowdowns backing up past the scenic highway intersection. We also have slowdowns at East Johnson Avenue and Davis Highway. That's going to be southbound on Davis. This is due to an accident at this intersection. We have some everyday afternoon slowdowns northbound on 29. This is going to be at Muskogee Road. Expect some delays as you get closer to that intersection, as well as typical afternoon traffic. If you're leaving Mary Esther heading towards Navarre, 98 westbound is extremely slow moving. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. In case you're just tuning in, if you missed it about 20 minutes ago, the news broke that the Manhattan grand jury did decide today to go ahead and vote to indict Trump. We don't know the exact charges yet. We don't know when the arrest will be. We don't know when the announcement will be official, but that has happened. So we broke that down just a little bit a little while ago. We'll cover that more at the beginning of next hour after our Florida legislative update as well. I saw this, this website, Inc.com, has 10 websites that will give you superpowers. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Let me read it. And then it has a couple of really cool websites here. So one of them is MyFridgeFood.com. Do you ever wonder, like, I don't have a recipe made. I don't know what to make right now. But you have food in the house, but you just don't know how to, like, put it together. MyFridgeFood.com, it has you just check off the different foods that you have in your fridge or in your pantry, and then it gives you recommendations of, like, you can make this recipe, you can make that recipe, and it gives you the recipes you can do it. I actually played around with it just while show prepping here, just trying to remember, like, what do I have in the fridge? What do I have? And it brought up all these. I was like, oh, yeah, I could do that. Well, yeah, I didn't think about it. I could make that, and I could make this. It's pretty cool. Called MyFridgeFood.com. Another one is called, if you use Microsoft Excel a lot, and there's sometimes you forget there's certain formulas. You're like, oh, man, if I could just remember this formula solves things much easier. If you can't remember what it is, there's a new AI website called ExcelFormulaBot.com. You basically tell it, this is what I'm wanting to do. And it will tell you, well, this is the formula you need to do that then, and this is how you do it. So that's kind of a cool thing right there as well. Do you ever sign up? Did your inbox get loaded up with offers from all these different, like, businesses that you try to get their rewards from them, or you sign up on their website just because you want to get a discount or something like this? And next thing you know, you're being spammed like crazy. 10minuteemail.com allows you to basically gives you a fake email to sign up on the account in order to get verified, in order to protect your main email that you do. So it gives you temporary email addresses, and they'll all be in that same account, 10minuteemail.com. So that's where all the spam emails will go instead of directly over to your thing. Also, you ever try to edit images and you try to take the background out of the image? So I came across this website a while ago, and I've been using it a lot, and I'm shocked at how accurate the artificial intelligence is. You go to remove.bg for background, remove.bg, and you put in any image, and it does a tremendous job of getting rid of the background on there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, this happened in New Jersey. There was a school curriculum that is promoting puberty blockers for fourth graders. That's right. Fourth graders might start going through puberty. They want to make sure that they block that. So they're going to issue puberty blockers to kids of all genders. We'll talk about this a little bit later.